This is a technique to help you manage a moment of emotional crisis. I want you to think of the word aware. And each word, each letter of that word can bring up an idea to help deal with an immediate problem. The letter A stands for accept or acknowledge that you are feeling very distressed. Then you step back from that word or the feelings that it creates and see them as only a part of you. You don't allow yourself to be completely overwhelmed by the distress words. Rather, you accept them, you acknowledge them, but they do not constitute who you are or what's important to you. It is part of your current experience. The W refers to what's the level of this feeling. Is it low, 0 to 3 out of 10? Is it moderate, 4 to 6 or 7? Or is it high, 7, 8 up to 10? If you rate the degree of intensity in the feeling, it helps you to work out the kind of response you need to make. For example, low level distress, you can practice sitting with it and noticing whether over time the intensity of the distress softens. If it's moderate, you might try some challenging, some recognition of the actual emotions you're feeling and make an effort to shift attention away from these distressing emotions, experiences, and the situation itself by engaging in some other activity. If it's high, then you might need to have an emergency type process ready to put in place, such as ringing someone close, making an appointment to see a specialist that's supporting you, or using friends as a source of immediate support. The second A of the word aware stands for act as if you're not affected. You are affected, but you try to tough it out. You try to act as if you're not distressed, not overwhelmed, not angry, not hurt. This is not meant to be a long-term approach. It's more a short-term, immediate response, such as if somebody says something really stupid to you, instead of overreacting, you try to just walk away as if you haven't been affected by it. There are many occasions in our everyday experience where we don't let on that we are actually distressed by an event or words that have just occurred. So acting as if is a helpful strategy in an immediate situation. The letter R of aware refers to three things. One, to repeat the first three ideas. Accept and acknowledge that you are upset. Gauge the level of your upset. Watch the level. And thirdly, to try to regulate your emotion. Act as if it's not unhinging you, not causing the kind of reaction that you're feeling. You don't let on. Second meaning for the letter R is to actually relax, to try and step back, create a pause or space between how you're feeling and the actual situation. Sometimes you can do that by breathing in, holding, and then exhaling for a longer period of time. Take a deep breath, hold it, then exhale. Breathe in, 2, 3, 4. Breathe out, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, to clear the carbon dioxide out of your system. And finally, the word R refers to the idea of recreating the present moment, which is the word that underpins recreation. We do something that will take us away from the immediate experience, such as going for a run, ringing a friend for a friendly, distracting chat, getting on Facebook or some other activity that just preoccupies you. The last letter is the word E, is the letter E, and the word is expect this to happen again, but not in a negative way, but in a way that you understand that distress and emotion are part of our experience. So you expect it to happen because it's part of everyday living, but don't let it be all of your response. You have that wise mind that enables you to put this in perspective, to step away from it and try to see it as only a passing experience. It is important to recognize that experiences will come and go, and the appraisal that we make of them forms the key to a proper adjustment. I don't like this. I wish it wasn't happening. But I can learn to cope with it. I can take the steps necessary to help me handle it in the immediate moment and in the short term. And especially to develop that emotional regulation that allows me to manage things in the long term. these ideas by Dr. Chris Mogan, August 2017. End of tape.